Hello everyone, and today I'm talking about weapons used in the American Revolution. So before we continue do the next episode of continuing the timeline, I wanted to talk about the weapons that they had back then. So first of all, let's start off with the standard rifle back then, the musket. Well, it's more of the only rifle, but the musket was a very not so good gun. It was hard to aim with, and whoever it shoots, it shoots. While the weapon can be very deadly, it's not very precise and can completely just hit the wrong person if you're not careful. But reloading it was hard. You had to like put the bullet in, and then sometimes you even had to like shove like brooms and stuff in there to like get it to work, and you needed to put in the gunpowder and all that. You had to do a lot of manual work on the musket, and when you shoot it, and then you have to go through the manual process all over again, and it's not very effective, but it got the job done and helped the Americans win the revolution, because that's the standard weapon. There were also swords that many people might know. If you are a fan of pirates, you'll probably be familiar with this. It is the cutlass, aka a pirate sword. And this weapon was just a sword that was used. And officers used cutlasses and muskets. And basically, they used the swords to help command troops with signals and stuff using their cutlass. At least, it does in Paul Revere's drawing. That might not be historically accurate. Anyways, next up, let's talk about the bayonet. Now, there's not much to say about the bayonet, except it was a knife-sword attachment that people would put on their guns. Basically, if you didn't have ammo for your guns, if you had the bayonet on it, then you could just go in melee combat and stab people with the bayonet. So that's all I have to say about that. Last but not least, there's the cannons. Basically, these cannons were, what they say, they're cannons. And basically, anybody who's familiar with pirates will know pirates also use cannons. They're basically the exact same as cannons on pirate ships. But, so, in this one, it was actually a broom they used. So, it was kind of like just a giant musket, as in you had to put the cannonball in there, and then you had to, like, kind of like how you would shove, like, something into the musket to get it to work better. You would shove a broom into the, cannon. And so, yeah. Those are the weapons used in the American Revolution. There are probably a few others, like, they might use revolvers, they would probably use some, flintlock pistols. Like, there's probably some other, like, pistol kind of weapons, but they're, like, really old-timey pistol weapons, like revolvers and flintlock pistols. But those are the main weapons that were used in the American Revolution. Oh, by the way, there's no tanks. Oh, and also, I might as well mention this. They did use horses. And there were very old boats. Not like electric boats you would use today. Like, not like the Titanic, but like, or a cruise. Or just your average boat today. It was wooden, old-style boats. And they had horses. So, those are just some bonuses. Those are more mounts, though, than mounts and vehicles, though, that they had back then. But those are the weapons of the American Revolution, plus two things that were writable. Anyways, that's all from me for this episode, Weapons of the Revolution.